Proclamation number 8360 of 21st of December, 1962. False reports from the astral world. Spiritual guides. I am truly always ready to speak to you humans who want to hear my voice and allow my spirit to work in you. And I look down with pleasure upon you who come to your father as children and desire to hear me. And then I will also make my will known to you. I will give you, who still walk in darkness of spirit, a light. I will let the spiritual gifts buried in you break through, and you will regain the knowledge you had lost through your apostasy from me. I will also initiate you into my plan of salvation from eternity. You shall receive information about my reign and activity in infinity, for you shall attain beatitude again. You shall emerge from your state of death and be awakened to eternal life, as was your original destiny. Therefore I reveal myself to you and to all people who live a life of love and intimately unite with me through love. For I myself am love from eternity. I am your God and Creator, from whose love you came forth. I am your Father, who manifested himself in Jesus, who therefore became a visible God for you in Jesus. And this is to be explained to you again and again that Jesus and I are one, that the eternal deity reveals himself to you and Jesus speaks to you. As I myself spoke on earth, to him who loves me I will reveal myself. But I will always reveal myself through the Spirit, if therefore, my Spirit can work in you. And you can also always feel addressed by me as soon as you fully consciously unite with me and expect my address. But I give you to consider that I speak to you as a father speaks to his child. Clearly understandable, lovingly and wisely. That I speak to your heart, not to your intellect, for once I have won your heart so that it beats towards me with love, then the soul will suddenly be enlightened upon its entry into the kingdom of the beyond and know and understand everything which can never be imparted to it on earth, because such knowledge is meaningless for its earthly life, for its ascent development. And if you humans receive statements in a mediumistic state which make unusual demands on your intellect, you can conclude with certainty that such messages from the spiritual kingdom come to you from beings who only acquired their knowledge intellectually on earth, whose thoughts certainly dealt with spiritual questions but whose unjust bond with me had not created the possibility that I myself could reveal myself to them. They still move within a certain worldly knowledge which is not free of error, and they also try to transfer this to people. The recipients of such messages certainly also have the will to work for me and my kingdom, yet as long as they hand themselves over to these spiritual beings instead of causing the spirit from me to express itself within themselves, no act of violence can be used on account of their free will. For every person must intimately unite with me himself and enable the expressions of my spirit, then he will also be able to be certain of the truth of what he now hears through the inner voice. But which is then my voice, not that of a guiding spirit which does not work on my behalf. The human being should seriously examine what he gains from such messages for his soul, which, as long as it stays on earth, is only meant to increase its degree of love, but then it will be enlightened from within and truly does not need alleged enlightenments as they come to it from the astral world as alleged revelations of Jesus, but which prove themselves to be error through the misrepresentation of the relationship, God, Jesus. For I'm not to be thought of separately. It is one being, and this being reveals itself through the Spirit in you. Although every person is free to believe what he wants, as soon as he is serious about the truth he must also earnestly request it from me, who is the eternal truth myself. and I will quietly and tenderly work in a human heart. I myself will kindle a light in him, and my eternal plan of salvation will also be revealed to him, yet such that he can and will only burn with ardent love for me. Because my infinite love, greater than great wisdom and omnipotence, will become apparent to him, and he will then also be able to receive ever deeper wisdom, yet only ever by way of a true revelation from me through the working of my spirit in him. And then you will also learn to separate error from truth, because the eternal truth itself enlightens you, which can never err. Amen.